Friday, Torah Master Chof Tes Yeh Tovshin Ayin Ches Reb Tzvi Lieberman.
Today's Erev Shchodesh Sivan. It's got special significance in our Achonos for Kabbalah Satayra. We know Klal Yisrael arrived at Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and the whole Maimed of Kabbalah Satayra, which came in various stages, started as soon as they arrived at Har Sinai. Bayom Zerbo Midbar Sinai, that was the beginning of the Maimed of Kabbalah Satayra, and the beginning of this Karvus, they became close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The coming to Har Sinai in itself was a tremendous matana to Klal Yisrael, as we say in Haggadah Shel Pesach, Ilu kevonu lefnei Har Sinai velenosu l'satayra dayenu. Even coming to Har Sinai with all the hashpos toivets which we receive just by arriving at Har Sinai, that itself is something which we've got tremendous hakaras atayt to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It all started in Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, says the Shlo HaKodesh, because the whole hashpo of Kabbalah started from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, so tefillah is always before. If we want to be zoicha to the full hashpoas of Kabbalah Satayra, we always need to daven just before, as achona, as a preparation to get the hashpoas. So Meir says the Shlo HaKodesh, I feel Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan is a time if a person feels a person should daven for his hatzlocha in Torah, hatzlocha his children in Torah. Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan is a very special yom with mesugel for tefillah, and that's why it's you do have the special tefillah, the Shlo HaKodesh composed for Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, because it's his mam mesugel to daven that we should get all the brochas of Torah which are coming in these special days. In Birchas HaTorah, we describe, we outline the matona that Hashem gave us with Kabbalah HaTorah. Asher boch habonu kol amim v'nosal lonu es toirosoi. The Rebbe Hashem gave us His Torah. His Torah, He gave it to us. V'nosal lonu toyes emes is the second bracha after Aliyah. He gave us His Torah. What does it mean? Let's focus a little bit. What does it mean Hashem gave us His Torah? Does it just mean He instructed us with all the mitzvahs, instructing us with all the rules? That's not giving us His Torah. It's instructing us to listen to all the rules, the Torah mitzvahs. What does it mean, Nosalonu Esra, He gave us His Torah? The Ktsois in his Akdomah, the famous Sefer Ktsois HaKoshen, brings the Gemara in Bob and Tziab, Daf Pei Vov Amid Aleph, a Peladika Gemara. The Gemara brings a story about Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. He had to run away. There were certain times of goyim against him, and he was sitting next to a dekel, a palm tree, and he heard a tumult going on by Masivta Derekia in Yeshiva Shemalin Shemayim. A Shailin Taras, there's a din by Tzaras, there's two simon of Tzaras. The Tzaras is a white patch. And in the Tzaras, there's hairs which turn white. So says the Gemara like this. If the Tzaras, the white patch, comes before the white hairs, before the hairs turn white, in Beheres Kodemese Lovon Tomei, that's called a Tomei Nega. It starts off with a white patch, and then the hairs turn white. Imsa Lovon Kodele Beheres, if it's the other way around, first the hairs turn white, and then a white patch appears. Tohei, that's not called Tzaras. What's done by Sofik? A person got a white patch and he's got white hairs, and we don't know what came first. Did the white patch come first, or did the hairs turn white? Was that first? Sofik, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eimetohoi. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, the din is, that's not Tsaras. That's not the Tsaras, that is Toy. The Kulam is Sifted Rikyometomi, but all the Yeshiva Shemalo, they argue the Rabbeinu Shalom. They said, no, it's Tommy. But Omri, Ma Noichat, who should decide? Who's going to decide? Machleik's the Rabbeinu Shalom with all Mesivta Derekia. Said the Gemara, Noichach Rabba Banachmeni. Rabba Banachmeni, he's going to be the one to decide, because Rabba Banachmeni was an expert Yochid ben the Goyim, so he was the expert, and he's the one who's going to decide. And the Gemara talks about how he decided, the ended after he decided Tohoi, just before he was Nifta. What does this Gemara mean? The Toyer Hashem, the Rabbi Shem Toyer, the Rabbi Shalom said Tohoi. And they all argue. What do you mean? Well, argue with the Rabbi Shem? Argue the Rabbi Shem about what side of the Toyer? The Rabbi Shem said Toy is Toy is Toy. What's this Machlekes? And Rabbi Banachmeni, it decides he's the one to Machleir to the Machlekes, the Rabbi Shalom with the Mesiv to the Kiyav. What does this Gemara mean? Brings the Ksois, the Drosh Saran, and says, yeah, once when the Rabbi Shem gave us the Torah, that means that we are the ones with our human mind, we are the ones who decide what is Tohoi, what is Tomei, what is Muta, what is Osa. We have to decide. What does that mean? Even if the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Torah had a din in it, the Sofik is Tohoi, but the Torah was given that what human mind comes out, that should be the decision of Torah. See, if human Seichel can't be Masik, why should it be Tohoi? If human Seichel decides there should be Tomei, so then it becomes Tommy. From now on, the din the halach is Tommy. Mesiv to Derekia were the shamas which used to be in this world, and they went up to Shemayim. So they still had the koiches, they were koina in this world of koiches, of what human seichel can be masig. So they feed their koiches, which they received this world, they said, in our mind we can only be masig tomei, we can't be masig toy. But the rabbi said, no, the correct is toy. But they said, but the human seichel can't be masig toy, can only be masig tomei. That was the discussion backwards and forwards. Said the rabbi, let's find out, let's find the most expert hachro in human das Torah, which was Rabbi Banachmeni, and it seems he was even greater than all the Bnei Mesiv Derekia with his gewaltige omala Torah in the Goyim, and let him decide. And he decided that nein api achroas gdoile atoy api achroas das Torah is toy, is gewalt toy. Says the Ksoyes, we see a gewaltige Sach. The Torah was mamish given to us. It is our Torah. Well, the Torah which the Rabbi Shem gave the Torah and left things up to Hachro, which is up to decisions. So it depends what the Hachro of the Gedolim of each Toy, if their Haseicha with their Omal HaTorah comes out different than what was originally, the Torah changes. The Rabbi Shem Taki gave the Torah to us, didn't just give us instructions, the mitzvahs to keep. He gave us the Torah. All right, so it's well, we have to know exactly how Akramat up there in the Chanam. You're right. Down here it does apply. Well, since you're up there, maybe it doesn't apply. That's correct. So our Kolbon has got to do with we are the ones who got the Koyach to the side. Says the Ksois, we see the tremendous Achrayas we've got for our Omar Batoira. How much we are expected to toil in Torah to get to the depths of Torah, because according to our Omala Torah, when we do Omala Torah properly, that becomes a chelik of Torah, that becomes the Torah. The Torah adjusts itself according to our hasogs, how much we can be massing in Torah. The Tzoyis brings further the famous Gemara. It's the same, exactly the same limud from the Gemara in Vayitin B'Metzia, the Machlokes of Lezer the Chachomim by Talmud Shel Achnoi. We all know that's the most famous Gemara. The Machlokes by a certain type of oven, which Rebbe Lezer held that it's Tohoi, and the Chachomim held it's Tomei, and there was a big machlokes, and Rabbi Eliezer brought all the proofs in the world. He proved from certain big signs, from the tree uprooted itself, and the river flowed backwards, and a bas kol came from Shemayim and said, Malochem, what are you arguing with Rabbi Eliezer, Shaloche kemoisoi, that the aloch is like him? And said, excuse me, that's nothing to do with us, Basko. Torah is decided according to the Das the Chacham. And here, if the Roy of the Chachamim in this world, they decided according to their Hasoga that this Tomei is Tomei. Either Pascha was made of Blaz, right? He was right. He was right that in the teeth kite in Shemaim it came out Tohoi. But if a human mind with Omal HaTorah could only be massing that Tomei, the Din becomes Tomei. That's the rule. Loi Bashamaimi. But no son long as Torah. So the Torah is our Torah. With our Omal HaTorah, with the Omal HaTorah of the Chachomim, their decision becomes Torah. The Torah adjusts itself as if, according to the Hachra of the Gedolei Torah in our world, that becomes Torah. That is the Nosa Lonu Es Torah Soi. He gave us the Torah. So this is the tremendous, as the Ksois, the Achrayis. Everybody, in every day, they have to be Mechazim Omal HaTorah, to we have to learn Torah as much as we can with our Omal HaTorah, and our Achros become a chelik of Torah. A small story I saw recently, Hagon of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, his all the biggest shailas of the world, the most complicated shailas of the world, came to his door, and his tremendous bekiyas in Kol HaTorah Kula, he was machriya. And he decided, and he was paskened with confidence, all the Igros Moshes, the 9, 10 Chalok Igros Moshe. The amount of Shaid which came to his address was tremendous. His Omal HaTorah was amazing, and his Clarion Torah was fascinating, and he was Machriya in the most complicated Shailas, and his Psak was a Psak. So I saw a small story recently which gave me a certain spilus. Maybe I can share the spilus with you. A woman came to Rav Moshe Feinstein with a shayla. Came to his house with a shayla. Rav Moshe Feinstein said, wait a few minutes. He went to his next door neighbor, who had a lot of sforim, and was a Tamil Chokhem, seems to knew what the sforim were about as well. And he asked his neighbor, do you have any sforim about this shayla? So his neighbor said, yes, I've got 5 sforim. And he gave Rav Moshe the 5 svarim which discussed the shayla. Rav Moshe glanced through, skimmed through the 5 svarim, what they discuss, said thank you very much, went back to his flat, the neighbor followed him, and he told the woman, muta, 100% muta. After the woman left, the neighbor said to the Rav Moshe, I don't understand. All 5 svarim said osa. All 5 said, also, why are you passing mutter? Said to Rav Moshe, I had a svara to be mati. A klora svara to be mati. I was concerned, maybe the svara is brought down with a raya faket. Maybe it's brought down with a raya faket. So I wanted to check if the svara bring down the svara with a raya faket. I saw none of them bring down my svara. That's okay with me. So they asked you because they didn't have my svara. My svara was a clear svara. As long as they got no rice for cat, I was happy to pass with my svara. That gadlus. Oh, places. Right, so it's muta. That was, dos is, koyach achrov and a gedoyle apoyskim, where they had kolotoy kul in their pockets. But me was muta. I just want to check. You haven't got clear rice for cat. I just want, it was a quick way of checking. You didn't bring down my svara. That's fine. But you can ask about for me. I hold his muta. That's the koyach of nosan lonu es toy ro soy. He gave us our toy, our achrov, what decides. Torah la bashamaimi. So much so, even a Novi can come along and tell me, decide, Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, Bas Koil, Simonim, Moisim, nothing decides Torah besides Omala Torah. Nothing can be Machriya Torah. The Torah is ours, Torah la bashamaimi. The Gemara Megillah, Daf Beis of a Beis, talks about Menatzpach. Menatzpach are the five letters in Aleph Beis, which have got ender letters. Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, Chof, a little bit of the wrong order, but never mind, but those are the five letters, Menatzpach, which have got final letters. You've got ender Mem, ender Nun, and so on. The Gemara says, Tzoyfim Omrum. The Nevi'im, they're the ones who told us when to put the closed Mem, and when to put the open Mem. Okay, we know the ender Mem, the end, certainly because we only call that because we know where to put it. When you put the closed Mem, do you put it in the middle of the word or the end of the Gemara? Said that was a sophic. Menatzpach, Tzoyfim Omrum. Fake the Gemara. I'm sorry. Ein Novi Rishoy L'Chadash Tovo. Nevi'im can't decide anything. So they can't be Machriya. What do you mean they're Machriya? But then, we don't accept anything from Nevi'im. We don't accept any Achroz in Din of Toif on Nevi'im. Says the Gemara, Shokhum V'choz V'yostum. No. It used to be clear, but it got forgotten. So first of all, just understand this Gemara is, did they not have any Torah, any tefillin, and mezuzahs in the time of the, they had to check the Nevi'im? So the Bnei Yeshua asked the Kasha already, but Yevid, you could put a final mem in the middle of the word as well. And they had a cheshen, they used to put the final mem in the middle. Yeah. I shouldn't go to find them. I mean, they used to put the mems in the middle of the word, so therefore they didn't have any proof from their own sforim, tefillin, mezuzah. Oh, but Kolman says the Gemara, it's a problem. How can they do it? There's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Temura Tezayin of Adalef. The Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, Gimul Alofim Halochos Nishtakhu Bimei Evlish Moshe. 3,000 Halochos got forgotten. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, 3,000 Halochos got forgotten. And it was Gefelech. There are 3,000 sphinks, Sally. They didn't know what's right and what's wrong. So they said to Yeshua, Shaul, we'll find out. He said, I'm sorry, Lei Bashamayim, no such thing. They went to Shmuel, Shaul. He said, sorry. It's a pasuk, actually, the end of last week, the last pasuk before you go. He said, Eila mitzvahs, asher tzivah Moshe, eina novi sholach ha-dovah. We can't. There's no such thing as asking from Shamayim. Finally, the Gemara says, Osniel ben Knaz was machzir these halokas per pilpuloi. So he worked it out through his Omer LaTorah. State in the Gemara that this halokha loy b'shamayim hi is not only to change halokas, it's even by sfeikas. We don't know. Yes or no? Tomei, toi, mutasa. Shemaim doesn't decide anything. Not only the case of Rabbi Lez ben Achnoi, where the Chomim knew, they held it was Tomei. Shemaim doesn't change. Shemaim can't even be Machria. That's Chiddush number one you see from the Gemara. Chiddush number two you see from the Gemara. These are halachas which were given to Klal Yisrael already. We're not about new things. Halachas they had already. Shokhum, they forgot. The three halachas were Nishtachum Ever Shemoshe. They were just trying to bring back previous halachas. The Gemara said, Loi b'ashamayim. Once halacha has been forgotten from our understanding, to bring it back is also Loi b'ashamayim. We can't use Nevuah, we can't use Baskei, Ruach HaKodesh, nothing, not to be machriya any sveikas and even to bring back old halachas. Azoy sheklo in Gemara Tumura. So what does the Gemara Megillah mean? The Gemara says, Menatzpach, they managed to bring back. Menatzpach, they managed to bring back. Because Shokhum v'chozru v'yotum. So what? Nevi'im can't be machriya, can't tell us any halachas. Says Takla Bnei Yeshua, yes, you have to learn the Gemara differently. Shok because Yosef doesn't mean because it was once there they're allowed to bring it back. It means Yostum through Omer LaTorah. Because it was there, it was something which could be worked out. Something which could be worked out. But they worked it out through Omer LaTorah, not through Baskoi. They worked it out through Omer LaTorah. Only through Omer LaTorah can we make real things. It's our Torah meant for us with our human minds, Simachria. So they worked it out.
Was
I've come to that soon. Hopefully I'm going to come to that very soon. Now there's another Gemara. A Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Hei Yomad Aleph. The Gemara in Yuma Ayin Hei Yomad Aleph talks about the mon. The mon, it says, Fohu kezera gat halovon, v'ta'amoik tzmiz mitvash, and so on. Kezera gat halovon. A difficult word to translate. The Gemara brings a drosh, a gat is meloshen hagoda. Spoke. What do you mean? The mon spoke? Says the Gemara. They used the mon to be machria. It spoke. It was mevara, complicated shailas. Says the Gemara. For example, a woman was divorced from one husband and she married another one. In the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there wasn't a takana waiting 3 months. She has a child 7 months later. Now we don't know. Is this child a ben tes l'rishayin? Is it a child of her previous, of her first husband, born after 9 months? Or is it a child from the second husband, after 7 months? Sofik ben tes l'rishayin? Sofik ben zaylach? We don't know. Many shailas. Kibbut of aim? Which one's his father? Chas sholem makovim? Yichai misa? Which one's his father? Eros eishes ovim? Which one's his father? Big shaila. We don't know the identity of the child. Is the child a child of the first house or the second house? Says the Gemara, the mon decided, the mon proved. Where did the mon arrive? Did the mon arrive at the house of the first husband, an extra portion when the child was born? Is Arias Bentes Lurishain? Did the mon arrive by the house of the second husband when the child was born? It's Arias Ben Zaylashaini. The mon decided. Carries on the Gemara. Who did many other shailas, says the Gemara. If there was an Evet, which used to belong to Reuven, and now is in the hands of Shimon, says Reuven to Shimon, Gunavtili, you're a gunner, you stole my servant? Says Shimon, excuse me, I bought it. I didn't steal it, I bought it, I paid for it. So Reuven said, you didn't, you stole it. Machlekes, who does the Evet belong to? Came to Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu with the Shaila. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Dina Lavoike Mishpah. Let's wait for tomorrow morning and we'll find out. We'll find out tomorrow morning exactly who the Eved belongs to. Let's see, the Eved, the portion of the Eved arrived always in the house of the master. So if the portion of the Eved arrived, the master number one on the Reuven, is Araya Shimon Zaganov? If the portion of Mon arrived by the house of Shimon, is Araya the Shimon is the correct one? So the Mon, Vuhu Kazera Gad. Halovon, Gad, it told us, it was Mevara, it spoke, it was Mevara plenty shaitas. Freight the Toysi and Kippurim, one of the early Achreidim. On Yuma, what type of business is this? Toira la bashamayim. We're not machriya through moifsim.
We need to find out. The child doesn't know who the father is. It's impossible to find out who the child is.
So you say, are you telling me in your halacha, if it's impossible, you're allowed to machriya. So by, when Moshe Bain orders a lot, it's impossible.
So
you say, this you can't find out. Well, we learn sugi above a basu cheskes mora. How many can be varu with berurim and rayas? These chazokim, koram, moishvelim, rayas. There are things you can work out. One can work out. And therefore, just because it's hard to work out, azoi freit the toys is yeah. Kippurim, how odd we are supposed to understand the Gemara? Torah loves time. The Torah is meant for our schwitzing in Torah, our Omla Torah. So nothing helps me machria. Nishka Paske, Nishka Rokai, Nishka Novi, and Nishka Moisim. The Mo was a Moifus. So how can Moisim be machria? So the Torah says, Yom Kippurim says, yes, you're not learning right pshat in the Gemara. He says, pshat in the Gemara is Moshe Rabbeinu gave a psak. Moshe made a paskind with all the berurim, whether it's Roy, whether it's Chesed Morakama, whether it's this chazaka, that chazaka, or whether you get these rules. These rules are the Mechriya Shailas. Just the Baladinim weren't always happy. The Baladinim weren't always satisfied. The Baladinim weren't always happy to accept the psalm. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not happy with my psalm? Look, tomorrow morning you'll see what it is. Then you find it, you'll see what it is. Not that we relied on the mom. The mom was to make the Baladinim happy to accept the psalm. That's what the mom was all about. But to paskin shailas, tos nish, azay ret ois the tois yom kippurim. That is pshat in the God. But the Samachrini, which make chilik, this is almost wrong what you're saying. The Samachrini make a chilik, and they say there's a difference between Sophic in Din and Sophic in Mitzias. Toira Laba Shemayim means Shemayim can't decide any halachas for us. Whether it's changing halachas, whether it's Beruah's fakers, Sovik Dinim, they can't. But a question of Metzias, is it a Metzias? Is it his or not his? Metzias, maybe we can rely on other Hoychokas. Maybe we can rely on Beruim. A question, who does the Evi belong to? It's a Shaila. Who is the owner? His or his? It's a question of Metzias. Ben Zayelush Metzias, after Shaila Metzias, who is the father of the child? To be Mevara Metzias, state in Maratz Chiyus, in the back of the Gemara Yuma, that you can be Machriya through Chos B'Shamayim. The Mishnah Lemelech in Hilchos Issus suggests the same chilik. Also, he says we find various Gemaras in Yovei Eliyahu veYoima. He brings the Gemara of Amos Tzadik Tesma Beis, a child who's a Sofik Ben Koyen Nisarev Lo Vlad Koyen Vlad in Vlad Shivchos. There's two had people had children in the same house, the wife of the Koyen and the Shivcha of the Koyen, and the children got mixed up. So the Gemara use expression Yovei Eliyahu veYoima. So therefore we can become Mevura. And we find a few times they give them the Losh in Yovel Yovayoyma. So the Mishnah Melech says, what about Toyola Bashamayimi? How do you understand that? Must be that Sofik Mitzias can be Nispara through Shamayim. Says the Magian Mishnah Melech, I in Toysis Yoyma Kiburim Yuma and Heimad Alvi, he doesn't hold of this Chilik. And the Toys Yoyma is a very, very choshva akron. Kivega wrote Ha'oros on the Sefer. It's a very, very choshva akron and not can't be overlooked so quickly. So it's not so straightforward. So we've got machlokes achronim, how far to take the Toyla Abashamayimi. According to the Toys Yoyma Kippurim, it goes as far, not only halacha decisions, even facts, factual, which are nafke, minol halacha, even facts, Toyla Abashamayimi, nothing is proven from any sort of Chokas, only Omala Toyas Bakri, nothing else. The Mishneh Melech and the Maratzkiyas hold when it's a Sofik in Metzias, then we can be Machriya through a Moivet Mishamayim. So now to your Kashas, they've got Gemara, now we've got many Gemaras, Munach Achi Yove Elio. Mono Shlishi, the Gemara Bar Metzias, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, two people in. Deposited a pikotain by a third person. One gave 200, one gave 100. Zeh oimer masayim sheli, vezeh masayim sheli. Because so we got a sofik about a certain pikotain who he belonged to. Says the Gemara, munach hashi yov Eliyahu. And then what? Very nice. Eliyahu's going to come. And what then? What's he going to do? Just tell us, alpin nevuah. He's going to have a look. Yep. I can see him in my Ruch HaKodesh, it belongs to Reuben. Thank you very much. Toyla Bashamayim. What does it mean, Munach Atshe Yovoy Eliyahu? And how is Eliyahu going to help us in that? What does it mean, Munach Atshe Yovoy Eliyahu? If we say Sofik Metzias, we can use the power of Novi according to the Mishnah Melech. And the Maratzkiyas, we can understand. Eliyahu Novu, Mekau Nevua, he'll be Mevara, who he belongs to. But according to the Toysis Yom HaKippurim, which is even Sofik Metzias. There's no such thing as being Mevara through Shomayim. So what do we mean, Munach Atshe Yov Eliyahu? How is Eliyahu going to help us? We're looking forward to Achak L'Chashov, true, but how is he going to sort out my Sfeikas? Says Rabbi Chonon and Bava Basra, yeah, he's not going to start making moifers. Eliyahu no is going to come, and the Balgin are going to come in front of him. They're not going to say lies in front of Eliyahu Novi. No. Eliyahu, in front of Eliyahu Novi, you don't say lies. They're going to have such a years are covered for Eliyahu Novi. When he comes, be the poisik, everything's going to be mavura, everything's going to be clear, because the Balgin's going to own up. And practically, the Balgin's going to own up. That's what Munach Atshe Yovei Eliyahu means. Let's move on. In Shas, we've got dozens, perhaps hundreds of sfeikas, which the Gemara ends off teiku. Teiku. Okay, the literal translation of teiku is teiku, it stays that it is, we've got nachra. But we all know, and it's a musmuch dike kabbalah, that teiku is Rosh Tevis, Tishbi, Yetaret, Kushyos, Veboyes, that Eliyahu Novi is going to come and be mevara all these sfeikas. Going to sort out Tishbi Yitarkish, but we're going to have so many faith gewaltig, and Yonah's going to come, all our takers are going to be decided once and for all, Tishbi Yitarkish boys. Now, how? What does that mean? Toira la bashamaimi. Toira is not Tishamaim. What does it mean? Teiku Tishbi Yitarkish boys. So Reb Leib Gurvitz Zatal brings from the Poncherov. The Poncherov said, another interesting point, why do we suddenly call Elyonov Tishbi? It's a new name. It's true, and we know in Zemir's Matrish Abbas, Elyonov, Elyon Tishbi, Elyon Gilodi, Gevaltik. But why do we choose Teiku to call Tishbi? We should call Eiku, Elyon Yitarit Kushba. Why Teiku? Why Tishbi? So why do we change the expression? Said the Poncherov, he followed the shit of the Maratz Chius and the Mishnah Melech, and he said like this, Elyon Novi, besides being the Novi, the famous Novi, Elyon Novi, Elyon Novi was the Gedoy La'adoy in Omer La'toy as well. He was the Machria, he was the Melamed Toy La'am Yisrael of his generation. Elyon Novi can come, as an English expression, with two hats. He can come betoyras Novi and tell us with his gewaltke kesher with the rabbis and levies, or but he can also come with his hachro in understanding of Torah. Who's greater than Gildad? Elyonov Moshe Rabbeinu can also come, but Elyonov will be appointed to come with his hachro satoyah to do. So Elyonov comes within two forms. The Chassam Seif also writes, there's different. Elyonov can come with his guf, Elyonov comes in the Shama. The Chassam Seif talks, but we know Elyonov doesn't come on Shabbos because Etchumil Malam Asorah, the Gemara said, but he comes to Bris on Shabbos, he manages to come like that. Elyonov comes in two forms. Is Elyonov Betoyras Novi a Malach, comes in the form of a Malach. Elyonov comes Betoyras, one of us. Elyonov was never Nifta Pinchas Elyo. He can come with his guf, he's there with his guf as well. He can come Betoyras. One of our people, says the Poncherov, when Munach Adriova Elio, Munach the Shaila of Mitzias, then Elio is allowed to use his power nevuah, not like Rabbi Chon. He taught the allowed to power nevuah. It comes to Sveikas in Din, Tishbi, that's his place where he lived. Eliono will come as a Tishbi resident. He'll come as a resident of the town Tishbi. Galati, we said two places where he lived. Which one? He starts with later, right? So Tishbi, he'll come as the resident of Toshav. He'll come as the Tishbi, he'll come along and say, Tishbi, you touch Christian boys. He won't come but Toyas Elyonov, he'll come but Toyas Tishbi. That's why, not Eku, Teku, Tishbi, you touch Christian boys. He can't use the power of Nevuoti Machriya, only the power of being Elio HaTishbi with his power toyer. And brought down B'Shem Reb Chaim Brisker, he said a similar vote, and he brought down just strength of the vote. He says, if you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, the Rambam says, goes through the Mesiras HaTorah. We know Moshe Kibbutz Torah, Mesinai, Mesori, Yeshua, Shul, Zekein, Zekein, and Levim. But our Mishnah always stops there, Levim, Mesorach, Kales, Gedoyla. But it carries on. The Mishnah stops over there. The Rambam carries on the whole, all the details, exactly who gave the Torah to who, all the way down to Renavashi, exactly the link of Torah Shabbat Peh, all the way down to Chassim Zatalmud. That's when the link was solid. After that, through Golus, it got a little bit unclear, but till then it was solid. And the Rambam lists out one of the Moshe Toy was Elyonovi. He was Kibble Toy Me'achia Shiloini. He's quite high up on the list. He was the ones who had the Mesoires HaToyra of Toysh Mapeh, the direct link Ish Mipi Ish to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Elyonovi is one of the Moshe Toy, the one who held, guarded the Mesoires HaToyra to give over, to take from previous generation to pass to the next generation. Says Reb Chaim, Elyonov is going to come, he's going to revive the tremendous clarity of Mesoires HaToyra, which he had, which he received, the Ish Mipi Ish link from Moshe Rabbeinu. Once we clarify Mesoires HaToyra, most of the Sfeikas will disappear. So Tishbi Yitaz Kushe Boyer, said Reb Chaim, Amar is not with Koyach HaNovi. Avaz Gaitishvi, he added not just as being Elyon Novi with his Amelis Batoya. It was more than that. He had the Mesoires HaToyra. He had the direct link with Moshe Rabbeinu, an early slot, early link in the chain, in the golden chain of Mesoires HaToyra. And therefore, he'll come and revive, and the Mesoires HaToyra he had in his hand, that's how he'll be Mevara many of the Sfeikas, all the Sfeikas in Shas. There's another Interesting Targum Yonason, the end of Parsha Shoftim, by Parsha's Egla Rufo. It says, when they bring the Egla Rufo, we know that a person was never killed, and we can't find the Roitzeach, so there's a mitzvah to bring Egla Rufo, and that brings Kapor to Klal Yisrael. Says the Targum Yonason, when they bring the Egla Rufo, it's amazing, Yonason, you look inside, you'll find at the end of Parsha Shoftim, says, when they finish the avoda of the Egla Rufa, a worm will come out of the Egla Rufa and will end up a whole trail of worms and work its way to the town of the Ratzeach and locate the Ratzeach, stick onto him, onto his clothes, onto his body, and will not be able to be removed. Bezdin will come along and realize that he's been identified and they'll be done him. As I stated in Targum Yonason, the end of Parsha Shoftim. But again, Rabbi Chaim Knievsky Shlita discusses in the Sefer Nachal Esam, as you know, he doesn't leave any Mekud of Egla Rufa not explained. He says, what's all this? What type of a chokh is this? You can be done a person through a moifus of worms. Toloim, avada, moifus, neskol, tremendous, lovely. Toilah bashamayim. You can't be done a person like that. What does it mean that they take this moifus of worms? It's tremendous. It's fascinating. It's amazing. But I'm sorry, that's not Toilah. Toilah bashamayim. So how can you be, use that as achro to be mechayev a person? The Loshon Targum Yonason says they were done him, they judged him with that. How can you do that? So he said, Avada, Pshat and Targum Yonason says you've got a few options. Either Pshat is, Zichet doesn't mean you've done him justice itself. No, either means once his identity gets suspicious with his most of the worms, then Aiden will come along. Then already, if we know where to focus our work of investigating, so then we know where to focus. It's very hard to investigate the whole world. You can't do it. But if we know where to focus on investigations, we'll find Adam already. We'll get hold of this fellow, and we'll find out his whereabouts, and we'll find out, and we'll do our work. But not that we'll done the person through this Moifus Torah. So therefore, it means we'll, through that, we'll work and put our person. We know how to focus our energy, where to work on, and we will find out. Or he brings another pshat that it could be that he will be moiter, even though you don't kill a person up your door. A person's not near to your door's peef. So it stays in Furush, Kepaskin, the Rambam. But once he's moiter, then Bezin can do Sartre's title. Grommet, Koitzin, Oishel, the Kippah, the whole Shikatoya, a certain punishment we can give him, even though we can't give him directly. Lisa, of our Golponim, that's the Yisoy. We can't paskin anything. It's our Torah. We can't paskin anything only through Omel HaTorah, nothing else. In Birchas HaTorah, just find it's the same word, we know these three brochas in Birchas HaTorah. We've got the brocha from Asher Brocha Bonu, and then we've got called to mend the place for Harev. It's a separate brocha. We're going into that, the main between the Harev, and then we got the it started last week with the Torah, then we got the Harev, and then we got Asher Brocha Bonu. So the Nesivus in his Akdoma to his Sefer Al HaTorah Nachlas Yaakov says, what are the three brochas? He says the three brochas are to bring out what is our present we received on Shavuos, the Torah's hours, the Goyim of Uska Zayim Bismillah Noach. They've also got a certain element of Torah. They've got seven mitzvahs, and we've got 613. Is it just a matter of number? We got more than them? What does it mean that we were Mekab their Torah and they not? The Torah's actually often, that's a separate question. What does it mean we've got, it says in the Sivs, basically these three differences between us and the Goyim in respect to Torah. So difference number one is, we got the mitzvah of Eisek HaTorah, of learning Torah. Learning Torah is done, every word we learn it is a mitzvah. Even not just to know what's right or what's wrong. The limit of Torah, the actual learning, all our male and mekabels, the actual learned mitzvah, that's something that doesn't apply by going. They have to learn the Zayim mitzvah to know what's right or what's wrong, what they're allowed to, what they're not allowed to do. That's number one, which we've got, something which they haven't got at all. Number two, says in the Sivas, we've got the Pnimius HaTorah. We've got the Tikkat in Torah. Our Torah, our depth in Torah is endless. Aruchem Eretz Midah. The Pnimius HaTorah. There's Nigla and there's Nista. It's endless. We've got the Pnimius HaTorah. They haven't got Pnimius. They've got the facts. Master Gil, whatever they, Avi Menachai, Master do this. Beich Hashem, Gil Arayz, all their Zimit. They haven't got any Pnimius HaTorah. Thirdly, says the Nesivus, this vault. We've got Hachros HaTorah. The Torah is ours. We are the ones who decide. Sfeikus is ours. Our Gedoylim, our Poiski HaTorah, Gedoylodai, our Tamidah HaChomim, our Amol HaTorah. They're the ones who decide. That's something which was given to us, which the Goy got a Shatzit. He said, those are the three brochas of Beich HaTorah. He said, the first brocha is Lasik b'Torah, Eisik HaTorah. That's ours. No shaykh to Goyim. Goyim haven't got Eisik HaTorah. Eisik HaTorah doesn't apply to them. Number two, the second brach is Hamalame Torah Amisor, Pnimius HaTorah. Now that's something which comes with our link to the Rebbeinu Shalom. He reveals to us Pnimius HaTorah when we were learning Torah. That's something we've got and they haven't got. And thirdly, that's the last brach, which is the topic of today's Shia. Shabok, we're going to have a no salon es Torosoi. It's ours. Our Achros HaTorah. That is our privilege. That's our maton we got. That is the third brach of Birkas HaTorah. He says the Birkas HaTorah describes exactly what is Kabbalah HaTorah. So, Lama Hoffman, we should take a bizarre to a proper Kabbalah HaTorah.
I'll return this one.